This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The Senate recently followed action by the House of Representatives approving a resolution to repeal the Waters of the U.S. rule. Courtney Briggs, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Government Affairs Director, says the Senate vote highlights how burdensome the new rule is for farmers and ranchers.
And they did that with 54 senators voting in support of that, with 5 Democrats coming across the aisle to support this resolution. And this really goes to show how troubling this rule is, that a majority of Congress wants to see it repealed.
The resolution now heads to the president's desk, where Briggs says President Biden has already said he intends to veto it.
And unfortunately, it sounds like he is not going to follow the will of Congress to repeal this rule. It was a commitment that he made during his campaign, and we think that he does not intend to change course there.
The rule has been halted in 2 states, but with the veto, will remain in the other 48 pending other litigation and a Supreme Court decision.
We will be keeping an eye on another case in North Dakota that encompasses 24 states. And we will also be closely looking at the Supreme Court as they will release a decision in the Sackett versus the EPA case sometime in the next few weeks.
That's Courtney Briggs, AFBF Senior Government Affairs Director.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.